Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Impetigo, cold sores, blisters, some of the most common conditions causing skin lesions. When do you need to be concerned about them? How do you identify the cause? Here to tell us more, Clare-based GP Dr. Maura Finn. Good morning, Maura. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Going to jump straight into the listener questions this morning, if we can, please. A woman in her 50s, that's how she identifies, asks, is there a treatment for what appear to be dimples or an uneven surface on the chin? Unfortunately, she doesn't say if this is something that has just cropped up, but I would imagine it has.
Okay, so when we worry about things, I suppose it's really important to say that if something is new and it's painful or it's associated with a temperature or it's spreading really quickly, then we worry about it. Like, are these dimples that are blisters? Are they bleeding? Is it painful? You know, could it be shingles? Could it be something like that? I'd imagine the way she phrases the question, it is something more about the kind of texture of her skin, possibly, and maybe kind of like a deep, almost like a folliculitis, where it's the hair follicles that are actually a bit inflamed and getting a little bit lumpy as a result, that would make it look a little dimpled. So if it is something like a folliculitis, it needs antibiotic treatment. I would advise, you know, that it's something new. She's in her 50s. There's obviously, she's been exposed to a lot of sun over the years, unless she's been very, very careful, which the next generation, our children's generation, are very good, but we weren't really, I'm afraid. So she probably should have it checked in case there's something more sinister going on. But it sounds more like a folliculitis than anything else.
Change is never good, is what you're saying.
No, it really isn't, though. And if something changes rapidly, even if you've had a skin lesion for many, many years, if it's changing rapidly, it means that the cells in it are changing and they're active, and that's not a good thing. So you need to kind of check those out as well.
Maura, my 16-month-old keeps getting really dry, scaly skin on his wrists. We moisturise them several times a day. Any advice?
That's almost certainly a form of eczema, which is usually atopic in babies, which means that it's kind of allergy based, or, you know, that he may have another chance of having allergies to other things. Moisturising is the key, because eczema or dry flaky skin is dry. The trick to treating dry skin is to wet it. Likewise, the trick to treating wet, pustular, kind of oozy conditions is to dry them. So moisturising is the key. If, however, you're kind of really battling with it, sometimes we'd use a very mild steroid cream on a small child. You'd want
any
to check
harm to go and change the washing powder?
I mean, it's always good to kind of go with the really good sensitive skin versions of them, but you could end up kind of changing everything and have no difference. It could be something that it's very frequent in small babies, because your skin is your first barrier, and it's the largest organ and the barrier to everything else that's environmental. And small children have very sensitive skin. So keeping it as well moisturized as possible is really the key there. But also looking for other areas. If it's on the wrist, with eczema, it'll be behind the knees, sometimes in the elbows, sometimes under the neck. You know, with small children, they often get those folds around their neck where a little bit of dribble and kind of food sometimes accumulate, but it can get very raw and sore in there too. And again, it's about moisturising the skin and protecting that barrier that is what your skin is.
Our next texter has preempted your lecture about using sunscreen, because she says, I'm very good at using sunscreen. But she also says, I'm very fair, a redhead. I have two freckles on my forearm and the skin has hardened on them ever so slightly. The GP said that they are skin barnacles and that there's nothing to worry about. One, however, is getting bigger and has changed shape. It's now about 4 millimetres. Should I be concerned and seek further advice?
Yes. And I hate to kind of go against somebody else, but like, so that person, very fair, freckled, red hair. She has obviously she's got a skin type that's much more likely to be exposed, kind of
sensitive to
skin cancer.
Yeah.
And she, if it's changing, and that's what I said in the very beginning, It is possibly a precancerous, now not melanoma, which is the really scary cancer, but there are other types of skin cancers like SCCs and BCCs. So there's these things, what we call actinic keratosis, and they are slightly raised and they're hard and they're scaly and they're innocent enough. But if they change, it means the cells in them are changing. And if there's a change in colour, a change in border, if they become more raised, if they become itchy or bleeding, they really should be checked out.
Yeah. At the risk of repetition, change is not good.
Exactly, exactly.
Does skin barnacles describe anything you recognise? I've never heard that before.
It's not a phrase that I've used before, but I would imagine what's been referred to are kind of what we call AKs or SKs, which are, like I said, they're just sun damage. Oh. And you tend to get them on your arms, your face, your ears, the back of your neck, sometimes your legs, but, you know, places that are exposed to sun on a chronic level.
Brian in Glasnevin asks, could you ask your skin specialist about facial warts, specifically if they can be treated by a beautician, or do I need to see a dermatologist?
Facial warts, now, it would be unusual. They're probably actually the same thing. They're probably these actinic keratosis that are hard. And what we often do with those is cryotherapy, which is, you know, that kind of like freezing them. And that can be done by a GP. Some beauticians might have the ability to do that, but you know you don't need to go as far as a dermatologist. But
there are DIY kits for that. That's kind of a risky thing to be doing on your face, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd often use those for kind of like warts that, you know, which are different warts on your hands and feet, or viral warts. Okay,
yeah.
But those kind of things you would use, all right, and they're over the counter, and there's kind of an acid based one, and then there's the cryo based one. But on your face, I think most people would be more careful, and I'd have it checked first.
Small lumps on my cheekbone. If squeezed, a white discharge comes from them. They are making my cheek look lumpy and unsightly. I sleep on that cheek.
Ah, now I wonder, like, that person doesn't say the age, but if it's only one side, it's unlikely to be an acne thing, you know, which obviously is small pustules and kind of can be whiteheads, blackheads and pustules and all sorts of variations, and that needs kind of treatment and management. But if it's on that side, it could just be what we call milia, which are kind of, and even babies get milia, and it's kind of a little block duct, and it has a little white head, and they're harmless, but they can be caused by sweat, and like if the person sleeps on that side.
So a bit of gentle exfoliation?
Yes, absolutely, but gentle. And, you know, a very nice thing to do in that situation is to use a silk pillowcase. I shouldn't be saying that, but actually it does. It really helps from the point of view of improving your skin.
I have a ganglioma on the back of my left hand for 2 years. It has been drained twice. Recently, it has flared up again and spread to a surrounding area. What options do I have?
Okay, so a ganglion is actually a cyst on a tendon. And that's one of the problems with them. When you do treat them, they come back. Now, sometimes they'll just go away in time. They resolve themselves. But if this person has had it drained twice, they may actually have to have a procedure where they go in and you take, like, if draining it, what you're doing is you're sticking a needle in, you're taking the fluid out of the little bag. But, you know, you may need to kind of take the entirety of it out. But it's, you know, it's not necessary. They're harmless, unless it's causing pain. They're usually on tendons in your hand, or maybe, you know, areas that you would use an awful lot. But like I say, they are harmless. And if that they've been drained, you know, the fluid has been sent for histology to make sure there's nothing more sinister there, I would assume. So you're talking about surgery or nothing.
Okay. Maura, thank you very much for your answers. Thank you for your questions as well. But I'm going to leave that there for the moment.